This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a sidebar. Anyway, all right, so let me wrap up this discussion before we do a little double play piece. 4 o'clock giving away Nats tickets. And this is not just to beat up on the stupid stadium that I won't go to, and I know what it sounds like. Some people are just going to roll their eyes anytime I bring up a stadium. And there's only so much this ownership group and folks can do, and I don't even want to say can do, but maybe even should do. Like, I need you to show that you get it,
yeah.
Right? You're making an effort to improve things as much as they can be improved. I think it's because it's an older building now. It was built in the 90s, and it was built in a hurry, and it was this sort of nondescript, concrete, thoughtless, let's jam as many people in as possible. We own the land. Let's make as much money as we possibly can. And it worked for a long time because the demand was so great. That's waned. It's a different time now. I get that. So there's only so much you can do with the structure that's not thoughtfully done. You know what I mean? Like, the way the arteries come in for the different roads and the beltway, and there's a lot of stuff that's close by, but it's not thoughtfully engineered.
I mean, you're renovating. You're not rebuilding.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's only so much you can do. You've got the structure. You've got what you've got. And I think you're right. Like, at some point, you got to think, is it worth pouring more money in? You obviously have to have it structurally sound. Mm-hmm. You want to have it so that you can get in and out. All the stuff that is necessary for game days, because reality is, this new stadium, whatever they want to say is aggressive, like 2030 is the earliest, and that is aggressively early. So you're still going to be there for a half decade or more. But do you really want to keep spending on sound systems all the time? You want to make it a good experience, but at some point it's like, well, new stadium's coming sometime soon.
Right.
So I wouldn't blame them at all if at some point it's like, sorry, guys, we were left with something terrible, and this is what we're stuck with.
Now, but again, you have to make a show of telling fans that we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And one of the ways to do that, I mean, you know, you can give a free thing. You can give a nice giveaway. You can do something for them, for season ticket holders, to make it more worth it than just to scalp every game and probably save some money in certain years. Not last year when they're good, then it's in demand. But you do have to make a production of, we are going to pour in this money to make sure you understand we don't take it for granted that you come here. And I think too often teams fall into that. And again, I hate to just sound like I'm picking on some of the local teams. I'm not at all. I'm just offering my own experience once. Okay.
Sure.
Policies have changed. Things happen. But I had some part-time season tickets with a couple of buddies for the Wizards because I wanted to watch John Wall and Bradley Beal play.
Who wouldn't?
Right. Like, back, and they weren't good, and I knew they weren't good. I didn't care. I was like, I live right by there. I lived at 4th and Mass, a couple blocks away from Cap One. And so I would go to like 9, 10, 12, depends on the year, a quarter of the season tickets with a couple of guys. We all kind of rotated, and it was like, hey, yeah, I can go to this game. I'll go Wednesday. But some years I went 15 times. Some years I went 8. Just depends on what was happening. And they thought, I think, well, I can't remember which year it was, either 2012 or 2013. They thought they were going to be really good. And the price for our tickets doubled. Now, I don't know what goes into it. I'm not, whatever. But that sticker shock was so jarring that I said, well, I'm not doing that. And my point then was, if you would just increased, you know, 8% per year forever, you'd have had me do season tickets for, you know, for life. And one of those things that I just always do, you know, it's $2,000 at this point in the year, you know, write the check to my buddy or write to mm-hmm. them, whatever. I wouldn't even thought about it. But because it was a doubling, I went, whoa, I'm not doing that. And the way it felt was, you expected me to come. As soon as, like, I'm there when you're bad. Where's you being grateful to me for buying the popcorn to watch a 28-win team? where's my feeling that you're so thrilled and understand that I'm under no obligation to do this? I have infinite choices for my entertainment dollar. I need to feel special as a fan. It's a long way of getting back to my point, Tobes, of you've got to say, we did this thing with the sound system. We know that in some places, awful, inexcusable, modern NFL stadium. You got to put on a show to do some of those things to make fans understand that no, we know you have choices and we're grateful for your business.
It's one of those things now where we look back. You know, sometimes you have this in life where you look back, you're like, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years ago, you knew it was bad. Did you know it was this bad? Like,
right.
Think about where they were, because this is where it's tough for Josh Harris and company. They need to show us as fans that they care. So they need to renovate the stadium. They need to do different things to help out the fans and meet them where they are and even grow the fan base back, right? But they also have to go after the players and help them out. They have to make all these changes. Like, there's literally nothing about this team that was in good shape. The roster sucked. We knew that. Like, I didn't realize it was as bad as it was, but there's a reason why we're talking like, man, they've still got a lot of holes to fill. We've talked about that plenty. They had to upgrade the facility in Ashburn where that stupid green field was there for forever that That's wasn't right. even a real usable thing, and Josh Harris finally ripped that up. That's millions of dollars to do that. They're trying to renovate that facility while also still trying to say, hey, fans, we care about you. We're going to fix up the dump that is Northwest Stadium and make it so that it's not so, so bad. Like, that's a lot of cash. And so, you know, why we talked about, like, how attractive is it to buy this team for a long time, and that's what's so difficult. They have to spend on not just the players. You have to spend on the fans. You have to think about trying to build this new stadium. More credit to the Harris ownership group for dealing with all of this, because I think once we get out of this dump, once you figure out all this stuff and they've got their training facility up to what the standards that they want, they've got the new stadium, and who knows, this might be a decade from now, but we're going to look back and say, holy cow, it was so far down, and where we are now is nowhere near that.
And the patience, I think, is underrated here. And I used to work in alumni relations where I went to high school. And one of the things that we would talk about all the time is there is a time for fundraising. That has to happen. It's the lifeblood of the school and alums and parents and people, you know, giving to make the school's mission happen impossible. And I get that it's not for everybody, but if you have an affinity for it, it makes sense. The way people give to their college or, you know, give to whatever nonprofits near and dear to their heart. Fundraising was a thing. But there are certain folks where if the only time they hear from us is with our handout, that's the most off-putting thing you could possibly do. And you need to be in the business of friend-raising. Friend-raising over fundraising. And that's kind of what we considered our job in the alumni office. And my old boss, who sadly passed away a couple years ago, just an incredible, huge mentor, major, major figure in my life. We talked about that mission all the time. He said the underlying secret is, of course, you'd like to make money off these people at some point, right? We all kind of know that deep down. You know that you're a cash, that, you know what I mean? That you're a cash machine for them.
Sure, absolutely.
And your devotion and your passion, it's really a way for them to make some money. I guess we all know that deep down, right? But at the same time, if you feel included and part of it and that there's a buy-in and there's some degree of ownership and it's your thing again, which it can never be the same as it was for me in the 80s. The name is different and everything else. We know the whole story. But that feeling of the only time I hear from you is I want money. No. What have you ever done for me? The patience to execute on those things. There's nothing sexy about fixing the practice field. And that's what the Snyder era, I mean, in addition to all the impropriety and bullcrap and nonsense, that's really what it was about to me was if it was sexy, he didn't mind doing it. He didn't mind spending on Albert Haynesworth. He didn't mind spending on the shiny new toy, the new quarterback or whatever, but the getting Carlos Rogers an eye exam, they wouldn't spring for that. bringing in a masseuse so that the old defensive lineman Philip Daniels didn't have to go contract with folks out in the greater Ashburn strip malls. No, like, have your players at the facility. Give them some nice couches. Get a massage room so that folks can your multi-million dollar investments can have their bodies taken care of. Just nonsense. But this group did that stuff from start to finish, it sounds like. And hopefully that faucet doesn't turn off, because they still realize, I think, they're in a fundraising moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a couple of years. It's like you said, patience. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think when we get 10 years down the road and they've got a new stadium, wherever it's going to be, they've got their facility and everything, you're going to look back and say, wow, that where they've come from to where they are now is really incredible. But being in the middle of it sometimes, it can be a little bit frustrating. But just have a little patience. I think they're going the right direction.